Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado, and you are on the Night Owls Late Night Podcast. Tonight, we are doing a reading of another essay of mine from the gender collection that I have been discussing, Kaleidoscope Writes. And this one is set in my alma mater, Albertus Magnus College. Shout out to those who went to Albertus. And so we'll just get right into it tonight. How about that? When I was at my alma mater, Albertus Magnus College, I met a trans boy who uses gender-neutral bathrooms all the time, even though he had, at least to me, passing privilege. Now I look back and realize that my thinking results from my true passing privilege as a non-binary trans person, not yet identifying. Why did I have the passing privilege and this young gentleman not? Simply because he had undergone transition and I had not, and still opt to stay in my birth assigned body. Knowing this, I doubted my validity later when using the same gender neutral bathrooms. They were limited. And what if someone like the young man who sadly but truly needed the sanctity of the quiet sanctuary came along in need of it while I was debating to use it? So sometimes I use the regular bathroom assigned for women. But I get ahead of myself because I was not even conscious enough of my own inner workings to feel the shame or lack of validity that came with being non-binary. That's because I was using the gender-neutral bathroom as someone who did not yet identify as non-binary, and this felt like my own secret shame. I did not have the grace as a then cis ally to the trans community to reserve the bathroom for those who needed it. But I like to say that my non-binary status was peeking out, and that's why I was drawn to the gender-neutral bathroom, but I'm afraid that no such thing seemed to cross my mind. I realized something else as well. It is not just in my lap that this blame falls on. It is society who is to blame for giving me this dichotomy of censorship in the first place. Who honestly had the right to say that the young gentleman be corralled within the confines of a solitary gender-neutral bathroom? Why not just let him use the bathroom to which he was meant to use authentically? No one had the right to take that away from him. We are conditioned that way by how we are made to see gender from a very young age. It wasn't until sometime later in my undergraduate education that I was out with my mother at a restaurant, and I would come to find that the bathroom was just that, a bathroom. The silver sign for the unisex bathroom read as designated for all mythical creatures. There were no men's or women's rooms, just that bathroom, and I thought for the first time that I was in some way like the young gentleman in the way that this gave me such pleasure. For the first time, I felt the dichotomy, the binary, truly melt away, if only just for a second of real time. I was not a woman or a man, but a person. And that was a small step toward a better world. Thank you, everyone, for listening to that. That one is a little close to my heart, just because it really talks about like how my mind works and the inner workings of like being non-binary versus being trans and having transitioned and like the whole issue around that within the community, and a lot of people don't understand non-binary because people don't transition and they think that non-binary people have to transition, which they don't. Some do just top surgery, some just do hormones, some do all of it. You name it, we have probably someone who has or has not done it. But the point of that essay was to say that something as small as a bathroom is kind of important, and that those little quiet, safe places should be kept safe and quiet for everybody, regardless of what body they use or what pronouns they use or however they look or their skin color or what have you. So thank you for listening to me. Stay lovely. Good night.